We had problems with members of the public phoning in, reporting to us that the children from the estate hanging around in large groups outside their houses, disturbing their sleep. Reports of children, lots of shouting and swearing coming from the groups. People phoned in that they were having to park their cars in other places behind the garages because of stones and objects being thrown at their cars. On occasions, we had reports that windmills being knocked off by the youths. Often we get calls from people when the children are playing football out in the street and the balls are running in and out of their gardens and damaging their fences and damaging their hedges, and that was one of the main concerns we had, as well as the language keeping them awake at night. We implemented several measures to try and make things easier for the residents in the avenues. The first thing we did was to try and identify who the ringleaders were. Often was the case if we were called there and there was a group of 10 or 12 young people outside someone's house, there'd be two or three people at the most who were the ringleaders who were sort of encouraging the others. So once we were able to identify those, we made a point of visiting them, and we maintained visiting those what we call core offenders at least once a week to sort of keep tabs on them, make sure that they know that we're watching them to ensure that they behave. Where it came to light that these core offenders were continually causing problems and responsible for some of the antisocial behaviour and crimes, we were able to visit them and serve on them what we call ABCs. An ABC is an acceptable behaviour contract that we offer young people and the families to sign, which is an agreement between them and Essex Police to behave in a manner that would be expected by people living on the estate, so not to cause annoyance or nuisance to their neighbours, not to use foul language in a public place, not to cause damage to anyone's property. And if an individual then breaches the terms of that contract, there's consequences for them. Now, some of those consequences may be that the police will then apply for an antisocial behaviour order with the court, but there's also consequences on the family, because the family, the parents, have got an onus to keep their children well behaved and keep them in check. And on certain occasions, we're able to speak to landlords and the council authorities if the parents aren't keeping their children in check as well.